We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm not sure when it's going to happen, but I have a pair of tickets to give away to LSU Louisiana Tech. LSU ranks 6th in the country now after their big victory over Auburn on the road last weekend. When you hear Katy Perry's song Roar, you know, the Eye of the Tiger song, when you hear that, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line, 504-260-WINS. That's 260-9467. You win a pair of tickets to the game this weekend, Death Valley, Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon. I'm going to get to more of your calls and more of your texts here in just a moment. But I want to make a point here about something that we talk about often. And I know that there are people who still don't believe my belief that it is the audience that ultimately determines what's on the news. There was a shooting, a mass shooting, at a distribution center in Maryland, Northeast Maryland. This happened earlier today. There are multiple fatalities and multiple injuries. During the news break, I just surfed all the channels. And when I checked out these channels, CNN, Fox, and MSNBC are not even covering it. And ordinarily, CNN in particular would be going wall-to-wall coverage of a shooting or any event that's happening live. But they're all covering the breaking news that Kavanaugh's accuser, Dr. Christine Ford, will testify next week. I think there are a few stipulations, but she will testify next week. This controversy over the Supreme Court nominee, Kavanaugh, and the sexual assault accuser is big news. It's what people want to talk about. It's what people want to talk about on talk radio. It's what people want to hear about. It's what people want. So just think about in this moment when there was a mass shooting earlier. That's not even the top story. And part of the reason is, and this is sad, part of the reason is because, well, I mean, another mass shooting. I mean, I hate to say it, but this is the new norm. You might not like it. I don't like that, but it's true. And people are just going to get frustrated and do what they do. Gun control, I don't see how you're going to take guns out of the hands of those people. So anyway, that's a topic for another show. But it's almost as if, oh, another mass shooting today. By the way, where you want to go to happy hour? I mentioned something last hour, and I want to make sure that this is clarified. Because people, they don't really always hear what I say. And somebody challenged me about racism, that it's still going on. And of course, if you listen to this show, you know I know that there's still racism. And then a caller just a few minutes ago said, well, you said things are getting better. No, I didn't say that. I said there has been much change since the 60s. To say that things are getting better would mean that, like, in this modern snapshot of time, things are getting better. And I don't think things are getting better now. Things have gotten better since the 60s and 70s, but I don't think things are getting better right now. In fact, in some ways, things are getting worse. If you're just tuning in, here's what we're talking about. Nike's sold-out merchandise is up 61% since Colin Kaepernick was selected as the face of the new Just Do It campaign. Nike's stock was up before I went on the air. I'll check it again in a few minutes. Are you surprised? And how do you explain this? How do you explain this success that Nike is having after selecting Colin Kaepernick? Because there were people who were so convinced that this was going to destroy Nike, that Nike made the worst decisions of their history. President Trump recently tweeted, Nike is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts, and that is factually not true. We're also talking about a related matter. An East Texas school superintendent, Lynn Redden, was frustrated with the Houston Texans' loss to the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Deshaun Watson, who is black, was the Texans quarterback. This school superintendent commented on a link to the Houston Chronicle expressing his frustration about Deshaun Watson's play late in the game. He said, That may be the most inept quarterback decision I've seen in the NFL. When you need precision decision-making, you can't count on a black quarterback. Should the superintendent lose his job? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Also, if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text number is 870-870. I mentioned at the opening of the show that in 1988, Doug Williams, who I believe was the Grambling quarterback here in Louisiana, Doug Williams led the Washington Redskins to a Super Bowl championship over the Denver Broncos. And then there have been people like, I'm getting texts like, what about Randall Cunningham, McNair, McNabb? And then a caller last hour said that there's racism when it comes to selecting a quarterback. If there's a talented quarterback in college that makes it to the NFL, how are you going to keep him from playing if he's the best? When it comes to football, I don't think people see color. I'm not saying that there's not racism in this country overall, and there is not total equality when it comes to owners and things like that. I get that. But the media would not allow a great player to not play. So I don't understand that. And then that's Russell Wilson. I mean, he's not as good as he was, but Russell Wilson was a hot quarterback and considered by many to be the prototype of the quarterback of the NFL of the future. He's a black guy. From Marrero, Herb, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoot, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, first of all, I want to say that, yes, things has gotten better. That's just crazy to say it hasn't. I mean, things have changed. They have changed. They got black coaches, black quarterbacks. They got black people. You see black people on TV all day. Mm-hmm. They got black people hating Fortune 500 companies, hating people managing news. Channel 4, I think the guy who managed Channel 4, he's black. I mean, that's just crazy for you to say something like that. Do we have a long way to go? Yes, we do. But guess what? You can always have people, black people, white people, Chinese people, that are bad people, that who are going to think crazy for that superintendent to say something crazy like you say. I mean, Deshaun Watson is a highly touted quarterback. I mean, yeah, he lost to the Titans, but so what? People lose games. Drew Brees lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
It happens. And it's just crazy.
You're right. I can't comprehend the stupidity of somebody who's in a position of being an educator, a superintendent of a school district. Now, East Texas, you think Texas is conservative? East Texas is even more conservative than Texas as an entire state. So, I get that he comes from a really, really conservative area. But, I mean, to say something like you can't count on a black quarterback is just plain ignorant. And even if you thought it, don't friggin' say it.
Hello.
I mean, good God.
Hello. Guess what? People look down, believe it or not, on people who are racist and biased. Believe it or not, it's not a good way to. It's not a good way to look. It's not a good thing to be in this country.
No, it's not. And you know, it's so easy to just not be that blatantly racist. Herb, I've got to get to a break, man. I enjoyed our conversation. Glad you called. If you want to join us with your comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I mean, really, I mean, even if you thought it, if the guy was dumb enough to think it, he wasn't smart enough to not say it. And so if this is a reflection of his inner feelings, which it is, obviously, then why should he be the superintendent of a school district? I mean, I don't care what color your kid is. You wouldn't want that person to be the superintendent of your school district. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back on WWL. The daily Facebook video is up. It is posted. There's a live conversation going on right now on our Facebook page, which is WWL Radio, and it is about what we're talking about right now, which is this superintendent in East Texas. Should he lose his job because he went to a link in the Houston Chronicle, and he basically said that when you need precision decision-making, you cannot count on a black quarterback. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. Here's a text that says, racism is alive in all races, not just toward blacks. That's just true. But this is almost part of that, you know, hashtag, well they do it too. It's Republicans and Democrats do that as well. You know, it's almost a way of justifying that is a true statement. There's racism on both sides of the black and white line. But it's almost as if nobody's satisfied to talk about it either one way or the other, because you got to bring up, well, the other side does it too. And when you do that, it's almost a way of justifying that your side does it. Like, it's okay. Well, because they do it, so it's okay if we do it. And the point is, it's really not okay. Here is a text that says, Scoot, so you are saying that white people don't have First Amendment rights? WTH? When did I say that? I'd love to talk to you if you have a chance to call the show. And again, these are the texts that I love, not the ones that love and support the show. But I thank you for all of your texts, and I thank you for all of the support and for all the positive texts. But I like to read these because this is just a true revelation about how people react to things. I never said that. You have First Amendment rights. I'm not judging whether or not the man had the right to do it. I'm saying he shouldn't have said what he said. And if that's what he believes, he should not be a superintendent of a school. And by the way, I don't think I've mentioned that the school superintendent was white. So it doesn't matter whether he's white or black. If that's the way he thinks, he shouldn't be a school superintendent. From Mandeville, John, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, the first thing I'd like to say about the superintendent, yes, I do agree. This guy should lose his job because he's in a position that's to represent all people.
Exactly.
In a school, okay? Number one. Number two, this guy, just like many other people, live from the outside in. When we start living from the inside out, we can see past color, because all the color thing is a housing that God created to house the human spirit. And okay, if we live according to when we see it always on the outside, we will be deceiving ourselves, because it should be about the human spirit.
Agree.
And so now I will say this, though, Scoot, as far as racism and all goes, because I was in a school when in elementary and high school was 70% black, 30% white. And I'm going to tell you, blacks were just as much as racism as white people are. So it doesn't really matter. To me, racism is a spirit of division.
Mm-hmm.
It divides people. It's amazing how people keep, they live, they come into this world, and then they die. But yet that same spirit is still around. It never leaves. And it's an evil spirit.
Well, I think you're, you know, you're getting into religion more than I think we should. No, I understand that. But John, you know, you are right about, look, people feel superior, and there are blacks who are racist toward whites. There are whites racist toward blacks. There are Hispanics. There are Asians that think they're better. There are Indians that think they're better. There are skinny people that think they're better than fat people, so they make fun of fat people. It, you know, putting down somebody is a way to uplift one's own spirit. And it's sad that some people are so weak that the best way that they can improve the way they feel about themselves is to put somebody else down.
That's correct. And look, Scoot, it doesn't matter what color this guy was. He should lose his job, period, because that's a race. That, to me, is racial.
Yeah.
And it should be taken care of. But, you know, I'll say this, too, because, you know, you were talking about the Kaepernick thing. To me, Dr. Martin Luther King was someone that was much more of someone that gave up everything to fight for the real reason of the things like racism and things like that. Because I'm gonna say this too, because I had a sit down with some of my black friends that are older gentlemen, and because I've always asked them, I don't understand how if a white person calls a person the N-word, it's a race, but when they call each other the N-word, which I find degrading, because if I was a black person, I would be degraded to hear that kind of language. And both of the gentlemen told me, said, that is not how we was raised. That is this generation that just accepted this. But if they really knew what the Martin Luther King generation went through and what they suffered and died for the causes that gives them the freedom that they have now, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. They wouldn't speak that language like the way they speak. I just find it very degrading.
Well,
whether
you know,
I'm a black person or a white
person. An interesting point, John, because you know there are people who make the argument that even young females today don't really understand the battle for equal rights because they were born with equal rights that not only goes back to Susan B. Anthony, that battle, but even as recently as the 70s with the whole women's liberation movement and the battle for the Equal Rights Amendment. So, you know, if you're born with something, you don't take the battles as seriously. So I think that's a legitimate point. You know, I need your support every afternoon on the show. And even if we don't always agree, I need your support and I want your support. So if you listen to this show, look for opportunities to support what we do here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll come back with more of your calls in just a moment. You know, this guy's a school superintendent. He should not have this job if he said what he said. If he's like the eye-hole puncher at the KKK hood factory, well, okay, well, that's different. But a school superintendent saying this, the guy should lose his job. You know who's doing the cover of this classic Sam Cooke hit? This is Greta Van Fleet, a band that somebody called us and told us about or sent me a text about. We were talking about music one afternoon, and somebody said that there's a band that sounds like Led Zeppelin, and it's Greta Van Fleet. And these guys don't even credit Led Zeppelin with their sound. This is a new group with new stuff. I mean, this is a cover, but they do new stuff, and I'm telling you, they do sound similar to Led Zeppelin. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. I have a pair of tickets to give away to the LSU Louisiana Tech game sometime this afternoon between now and 4 o'clock. Listen for Katy Perry's song, Roar. And when you hear that, if you are the eighth caller to our contest line at 260-WINS, 260-9467, you win a pair of tickets to the game this weekend. From Midtown, Anthony, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I keep hearing people say racism. In this guy's case, because he's a superintendent, he has power. He can be considered a racist. But most people, black or white, who don't like other races are just ignorant people who haven't paid attention. If you don't have any power over anyone that can change their life, you're really not a racist, just an ignorant person. But as I was reading this guy's comment, I started laughing because they had David Carr, number one quarterback in 2002, number one in the draft, total bust. They had Matt Schaub. They've had 15 quarterbacks in the last 20 years. It's unbelievable. It's okay to say the quarterback made a bad mistake, but mm-hmm. I've never looked at Brett Favre and said, that white quarterback. No, he just made a dumb play.
Well, that's why it exposes the fact that the school superintendent is a racist. I mean, you know, he didn't have to say this.
No.
He said it out of choice. And to look at color and blame the quarterback's play on color, as you're saying, is an indication of racism.
And he's in charge of molding and shaping young people's future. And if this is what you really feel, and I'm with you on this, for a man of his stature, there are only two reasons he would feel comfortable saying that. Because where he's from in East Texas, it's not going to be a problem. The good old boys are going to say, man, no problem. Anywhere else he would be in the world, he wouldn't feel comfortable to say that. But he felt comfortable to put it in print.
Well, he did, but, you know, because of mass communication the way that it is, Anthony, it doesn't matter where you say something, everybody's going to hear about it. From Kenner, Gregory, welcome to our show.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Gregory.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm talking about Kevin Kaepernick, quarterback. Yeah, that guy, he's wearing these socks and all this. But I'm really concerned about black and black killing. I don't see anything, maybe anything for the black and black killing, like some cleats or something. You know, everybody was behind the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance, but 9/11 came. I've seen players cry on the field after 9/11, and that's the truth. They showed it on TV, you know? But here, Calvin Kaepernick, up in hooting and hollering, talking about he's gone broke for the cause, and that's why. You need to check out the network, and you'll see that.
I don't recall. Look, this is not in defense of Colin Kaepernick, but I don't remember him. I don't remember him hooting and hollering. I remember him kneeling.
You remember him kneeling?
Well, that's not hooting and hollering.
All right. Wait, what is he needed for? Black on black crime?
Tell me what your point is. I'm confused. Tell me what your point is.
My point is that standing for the players, let's put that aside. He should have been standing up for that. That's my point. He should have been standing up for the black on black killing. That's what he should have been standing up for.
Okay, so there's nobody can stand up for any issue other than that issue.
Because there's more than
one issue than black on black crime.
What's the issue? You know why I'm standing up for that?
There's more than one issue.
You know why? What's a real tough issue? This is a reason I had to move out of the city, because there's so much of black on black crime to move out.
That's a problem. But my point is, there's more than one issue.
But that's the more important. What's the more important issue of the black?
It is a very important issue. I agree with you.
Getting black on black crime is an important issue, man. You don't understand that?
Wait, black on black crime is a what?
It's a very important issue.
Of course it is.
So I don't know what you're saying. That's what you should. I think you need to put that to the forefront. There's other issues.
Well, then bring it up. Then bring it up. I mean, I would look,
no,
Gregory.
I want Kevin Kavanaugh to bring it up. See, she's thinking about. Then he got Wendy Sachs with pigs. He's gonna be the first one to call the police for somebody breaking into this house.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to down the police, but when it comes out to the police, everybody want to run and call the police. Something happened. I'm gonna call the police. That's the first thing come out the house.
Well.
Did he find? Then was it? It's like a black on black crime. They'll go to the detectives. Did you find out anything? That's the first thing.
I get what you're saying. Both are important issues. But so Colin Kaepernick made a decision to stand up for one of the issues, which was injustice with police officers and white suspects. And it doesn't mean that there's injustice everywhere, but there has been injustice. So, again, this is what I love about the world that we live in. Actually, I hate it, but I kind of have to say I love it because, you know, you just kind of have to embrace it because it's reality. It's like if you stand up for one thing, people think you're against something else. And that's absurd. You could stand up for one thing and still be for something else as well. Here's a text that says, thank you, Scoot. Another text says, Black Lives Matter, not just to black people. Well, that's true. A school superintendent in East Texas, should he lose his job for commenting that you can't count on a black quarterback when it comes to decision making? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. And Nike stock is up. And according to reports, Nike sales are way up since they selected Colin Kaepernick as the face of the new Just Do It campaign. How do you explain that? Because many people thought this was going to be the end of Nike, including President Trump. I'm Scoot. That's a song called New Orleans from Kid Rock. We were going to talk about whether or not the French Quarter is a tourist trap. We had that story yesterday on our Facebook page. I'm sorry, on our website. Well, I think it was on our Facebook page as well. But it was a story on our website at WWL.com. Somebody was arguing, a travel website was arguing that the French Quarter is a tourist trap. And, I mean, I don't see it. Do you know you can go into places there and girls will dance and you're not forced to give them money? It's voluntary. So, I mean, how is that a trap? There are places up and down Bourbon Street, you pay for one drink, you get three. Seriously. So I just don't see how the French Quarter is a tourist trap. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Should a school superintendent lose his job for commenting that you can't count on a black quarterback when it comes to decision making? 60% say no, he should not. 40% say yes, he should. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, I wish Nike would say how much sales by race not just increased, because who actually knows how much? Let's analyze that for just a moment. What this person is doing, and I'm assuming this is a white person, what this person is doing is they're trying to discredit the idea that there are white people in America who support Nike and supported Colin Kaepernick's original reason for taking a knee. And that's why he wants Nike to separate the sales by race, because he doesn't believe that there are white people that support Nike. Isn't that sad? From Baton Rouge, Sam, welcome to the show.
How you doing? There have been a couple of people that have kind of talked to me, made some of the points I wanted to make. I'll slightly deviate as it relates to Deshaun Watson. Full disclosure, I'm a Clemson graduate. So Deshaun Watson, someone I've been watching since his freshman year. He is super elite. And the thing I find most interesting about the superintendent is that, and one of your other callers kind of mentioned it, he clearly isn't a Houston Texans fan, because they've had white quarterbacks the whole way through. I'm not going to go back as far as David Carr, but you can go back as far as Tom Savage, who was the quarterback before and after Deshaun Watson started last year. And if you look at the production of the offense when he was in the games versus when Tom Savage was in the games, the offense was about 20 points per game more. Now Tom Savage doesn't even have a job.
Well, when I was watching Deshaun Watson play with Clemson when he was in college, I mean, I thought this is a brilliant quarterback. And I mean, I think it would be great if the Saints even had him.
And let me just say this. He's not just a brilliant quarterback. He's brilliant. He graduated in 3 years. He got a master's degree before he left Clemson. He is super smart. And one of the things I'll add before I let you go, he was a recipient of the Warwick Dunn Habitats for Humanity's home. His mother had tongue cancer. And Warwick Dunn, former Falcon, former Florida State Seminole, built him a home outside of Atlanta. And from his freshman year through his career at Clemson, he made it a focus of Clemson alumni efforts to build homes, because he was the recipient of the one. So he's not only a super athlete, he's not only a super intelligent individual, he's a really good guy. And that's the thing that makes this statement worse, is because this superintendent did not give him the dignity of being a man with all of those great attributes. You can discuss his abilities, fine, I'll take any argument you want to say about a person's game. But when you minimize him to beyond that, to being just an athlete and don't take in consideration the full man, that's the problem I have with it. And that's why he should not be in charge of young people, because he clearly does not have the ability to delineate what makes people great.
Man, Sam, that's really great information. And if all of that is accurate, and I'm not saying it's not, just really accentuates how wrong it was for this guy. It's a guy, Lynn Redden, superintendent of a school district in East Texas, saying that you can't count on a black quarterback when it comes to precise decision making. I mean, that's just plain ignorance. Here's a text that says, 32-year-old white male and I support Kaepernick. Yeah, I mean, this idea that, well, you know, it's all, must be all blacks. So it's all those blacks. I mean, that's the way some people talk. All those, that's the way they think. It's all those blacks. They're supporting Nike. No, man, it's not true. And to think that is just to be in total and complete denial. But it's a reluctance to want to accept the fact that there is a lot of diversity in this country. And some people are so entrenched in their mental tribe that they just can't see the bigger picture. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. This has been such a hot discussion, we're going to carry it over into the next hour. But I do want to add to the conversation, and the news is unofficial. It was leaked. I mean, I found out directly from Maroon 5 that they can't comment officially on it yet because it's not official. But apparently Maroon 5 has been selected to be the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl next year. Is that a good choice? I think so. I mean, who else are you going to get? I mean, a lot of people out there, but Maroon 5 is certainly deserving of that position. And who did the best and who did the worst Super Bowl halftime shows in the past? We'll talk more about that. Also, I want to continue this conversation about the Texas school superintendent who has sparked outrage by saying that you can't count on a black quarterback to make precise decisions. To me, that's just total ignorance. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.